Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Joining us on the line is Congressman Greg Murphy. Dr. Murphy represents North Carolina's 3rd Congressional District. He's the only practicing physician in Congress today, and he has now introduced legislation, the first of its kind at the federal level, to ban race-based mandates at 158 accredited medical schools and accrediting agencies that receive federal funding. Congressman Murphy, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Good morning. Good morning. Hope you're doing well, Ben.
Doing well. So let's talk about the EDUCATE Act that you are now introducing. What exactly does it do?
This basically, you know, given the absolute disaster of what's going on in medical schools now, where instead of teaching medicine, they're teaching activism, basically withdraws federal funding for any of these schools that are preaching diversity statements, which are forcing kids to sign diversity statements, forcing individuals to, just because of the color of his skin, say that they're an oppressor. Basically, it's all the bad things of what we want from trying to improve race relations and instilling them in the curriculum in medical school of all places.
So let's talk about the kind of stuff that's happening on these campuses that is driving your legislation in the first place. You mentioned DEI education, but we've also seen, obviously, we've reported here at Daily Wire on many of the cases at medical schools across the country of actual discrimination against incoming students or applicants with regard to medical school. So what is the kind of stuff that you're seeing that's driving the legislation?
Well, Ben, if you start at the beginning, start from the admissions process, where all of a sudden you look at the picture of UCLA School of Medicine, there are hardly any white men. It's just everything that's being discriminated against. You know, Ben, many years ago when I was at Davidson College, I won the Sandy Black Memorial Award for the highest pre-medical student. I look back now, and if I had taken those same standards now and tried to get into medical school, my chances of being admitted, because I didn't have enough melanin in my skin, don't like Catholics anymore, or any of these other things, I don't check the correct boxes for them, my chances of getting in medical school are greatly reduced. And then once you get into medical school, instead of teaching a curriculum full of the facts on how to take care of all people, we're now seeing courses in social justice. And then for faculty, if they have to sign a diversity statement also, and I believe it's Colorado, the students have to sign a diversity statement, then if they don't do that, then they don't get tenure, they don't get the right committees, they don't do a lot of the things. So in my opinion, this is the greatest mass peer pressure event since the Grand Inquisition. So we're forcing people to do something to conform. Very reminiscent of 1930s Germany.
So let's talk about the actual act and its level of support in Congress. Do you have anybody else who's willing to sign on to the act? What are the prospects of moving this bill forward?
Yeah, we got about 35, I believe, co-signers so far, maybe higher than that. And, you know, I've been in full discussion with Dr. Fox, who's the chairman of Education and Workforce. What most likely this will be is combined into a greater anti-DEI bill. But, you know, Ben, I've been a surgeon now for close to 35 years and taking care of people, majority of which I live in a very high minority district, both here and abroad. I've taken care of so many people that don't look like I do and worked with so many individuals, high quality individuals that don't look like I do. And so this bill, this DEI thing, is anathema to those things. So, you know, we put all this together under one bill for all universities and all education, undergraduate education and higher education. I think America's finally realizing how detrimental this is to our previously meritorious society.
You know, one of the things that's so amazing about all of this is that when people think about DEI or diversity standards, they think those are being applied in the liberal arts. And they think, okay, well, those are soft studies. So who really cares if it's happening there? But this makes a real world difference. If you're talking about admitting people who are less qualified to medical school and those people then go on to become doctors, and people who are more qualified to be doctors never become doctors, then you're actively lowering the standard of care for a bunch of patients who are out there. Not only that, there are patients who have been for a very long time relying on the university credential as sort of a stand-in for the imprimatur of approval that goes with, you know, becoming a doctor. And so if the idea is that all the standards are being lowered at the various universities, those standards now become more untrustworthy. And that has nothing to do with race. That just has to do with the fact that as soon as you substitute literally any metric outside of merit for actual merit, you're going to be lowering the standards by necessity.
Absolutely. And, you know, Ben, medical school, some people may disagree, was always thought to be the highest, I believe, educational level. It was always supposedly taking our brightest individuals because we have so much knowledge to have to access to take care of individuals. It was always thought to be completely merit-based. Yes, we want it to be a diverse force. Absolutely. It was doing that naturally. I believe 56% of the physicians are white. The next highest are Hispanics, or sorry, Asians, and then the Hispanics and blacks. It was becoming diverse. But to force this, to make patients not feel welcome by their doctor because they don't share their same skin color or belief, it's literally going in the opposite direction of what it should be.
Well, that is Congressman Greg Murphy. He's bringing a bill forward to get rid of DEI at our medical schools. It is much appreciated. Congressman, really appreciate the time, and thanks so much for doing what you're doing.
Great. Thanks so much, Ben. Good to talk to you.
All righty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. You can't even fill your gas tank or get a burger and fries for less than $20. But do you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, Pure Talk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to Pure Talk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids, making the switch incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join Pure Talk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that shares your values, supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on those fake news networks. So stop spending a ridiculous amount of money on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro right now. My listeners can get an additional 50% off their very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro. Again, start saving money on your phone plan today with people who actually like you. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro and start saving.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.